Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to Fitness, episode number 83. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode is brought to you in partnership with O2 Worldwide, creators of O2 Drops, liquid stabilized oxygen and minerals. Studies have shown that disease cannot exist in an oxygenated environment. When you give the body what it needs, the body will heal itself. Try O2 Drops today and feel the difference. For more information, visit www.giveyourbodythebest.com or call me directly at 917-523-7379 and learn how O2 Drops can help you physically and financially. Rhea Rodney is a 37-year-old mother of two. Originally from Trinidad, Rhea migrated to Brooklyn, New York in 2006 and searched for a better life for her family. In addition to being a mom, Rhea is also a child care provider and a certified medical assistant with an associate's degree in occupational studies. Because of her passion for her work and desire to help children, Rhea was inspired to write children's books. She wanted to assist not only the kids who were under her care with the day-to-day issues they may be facing, but kids all over the world. Her stories addresses topics such as adjusting to change, fear, separation, anxiety, bravery, imagination, witty personality, love, compassion, and teamwork. Rhea's motivation for writing her first book, Juniper and Rose, Sisters and Best Friends Forever, is directly related to the joy and satisfaction derived from two beautiful twin sisters while they were under her care from 2010 to 2014. Observing them, reading to them, and taking care of their needs has given Rhea an incredible insight into how these children relate to their family members, peers, each other, and the outside world. Joining me today to talk about her new book, Juniper and Rose, Sisters and Best Friends Forever, is Rhea Rodney. Rhea, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Before we dive into the book, Rhea, tell my audience what life was like growing up on that beautiful Caribbean island of Trinidad.
Well, as you said, beautiful island of Trinidad. As a child, you know, we had nothing to worry about. It was sunny and bright, carefree. And, you know, I spend most of my time when I'm not in school, you know, hanging out in the village with all of my friends, playing games. I was very athletic, so basketball was my favorite game and netball. Fearfully riding my bike, as I was known as to be a tomboy. And, you know, it was just really fun, you know, playing with my siblings and just having a grand time as children. You know, we have nothing to worry about.
Very good. Did you come from a large family?
I did. It was 8 of us, 5 girls, 3 boys, and I was the second child.
Wow, the second child. It must have been a lot of responsibility for you.
It was. It actually was. It was fun, but, you know, when you're older, you know, you take on much more responsibility. And
yes.
My mom and dad, you know, they got separated while we were young. So my sister and I actually, you know, we did a lot of work for our age, but it was fun. It was for our family, and we loved each other. So we made it work.
Excellent. That's great. That's great. Now, I know you have 2 children of your own.
Yes,
right?
I do. I do. So I have 2 kids. My daughter is 20, and my son is 15. But I have to add that while I had 2 kids of my own, I now have a 3rd child. My very dear friend passed away earlier on this year, and her son and my son were best friends. And he was already a part of our family, so I took him to live with us. So I can no longer say I have 2 children. I have to say now that I have 3 because he's my son now.
Wow. Yes, yes. That's such a testament to your character and the type of person that you are, that you would take in your best friend's child so that he now has a family, although he lost his mom. That's so special, Rhea.
Well, thanks for saying that. You know, I didn't felt like I was doing something big or grand. He has always been a part of our family. He has always been at my home. and it was just the most easiest thing for me to do.
Oh, man, that is so wonderful, so special. Now, I know you said that you came here in 2006. I know we talked about that.
Yes.
Now, you actually came alone. Were you actually by yourself, or did you have any other family members here?
When I came here, I was by myself. I had friends. I had acquaintances. So, of course, I knew people. I have an uncle that lives here, but I wasn't really that close to him. So I was basically by myself as it related to family, close family.
Mm. That must have been very hard to do, though. I mean, how did you make out with work?
It was hard, you know, having to come to a new place and adjust. But I did just that. And I had came here before, so I was already familiar with America, the country, the weather. As it relates to work, you know, I had people networking with me, and they helped me find a job. And, you know, that wasn't difficult.
Wow, that's very nice.
Thank you.
And so you brought your kids, but you brought your kids over here let me see. I have here that you brought your kids over here in, 2000?
Well, my kids migrated in 2012. So we basically spent 5.5 years apart, which was really difficult, but we spoke every day. And as technology improved in Trinidad, we began to Skype, so I was able to visually see them. And that really helped the transition until the time came when they were able to come. So we're finally reunited at last.
Yes. But how was it for the children? Did they fit right into the culture, the American culture, which could be so different from Trinidadian culture?
You know? I would say yes, they did, because as it related to school, you know, they really jumped right in and they started to excel and improve. I cook my normal Trinidadian food for them as they migrated. But I introduced them to, you know, different things, and slowly they began to enjoy it. I chose to bring them over at during spring because it was, you know, it was the transition of summer. So they didn't have the experience with coming into winter and having to break the weather right away, the coldness. So they transitioned very easily in every aspect.
Nice. So when did you first become a child care provider?
Well, this might sound as a shock to you, but I would like to say 12 years, because actually it is. As I mentioned before, my mom and my dad had separated, and we lived with our dad. And my sister and I, we were the two oldest girls, so therefore, you know, we took on a lot of responsibility. In the Caribbean, my mom had taught us how to cook from very young, so we know how to cook, and, you know, we cooked, and we cleaned, and we did the laundry. So I was really, you know, providing that care, you know, with my siblings. And I know it was something I enjoyed doing, and I was capable of doing. So when I came here to the U.S., that was the employment that I sought it out for, because I know it was something that I could love doing and get paid at the same time while I work in improving, you know, and excelling myself.
Wow. And would you say it was easy to find work?
Once it was easy because I knew people who were already doing it, and it had job agencies. And as I started to build a resume for myself and build the confidence that was needed, it got easier and easier for me to really get a job that was perfect for me in every aspect.
Wow. Nothing like doing what you love to do and getting paid for.
That's making worthwhile.
Oh, most definitely. Now, I understand you like to read motivational and inspiring books, as do I. What drew you to that?
Well, at some point in my life, I wasn't really happy with my outcome. You know, I was feeling a little down, and I needed to get some sort of help, I should say. So I thought to try to read an inspirational book. And I remember I read my first book was The Secret, and I had really liked it. And, I just started reading quotes and books, and it really started, you know, helping me. And I started to see things in a different way as I worked through certain, you know, issues. And this year, you know, I wanted to really conquer fear, and I wanted to really bridge that gap, you know, within my finance, and to really try to excel. and I bought Act Successful, Be Successful by Steve Harvey. And I must give that book credit because it is the reason why I am an author today, as it gave me that added push needed to boost my confidence, which enabled me to follow my dream by utilizing my gift. And my gift is really, you know, the love that I have for children, you know, the way in which I see them, I understand them, and that passion that drives me. And I decided, because I had written a children book, but I let fear and certain things held me back, that this was going to be the year I was going to go forth and publish it. And so I did.
Nice. Very nice. Thank Very you. Nice. Now, when did you know you wanted to be a children's book author?
I would say in 2011, the idea to write a book came to me out of nowhere. It was as if something had planted or someone had planted a thought in my mind, but I dismissed it. You know, I thought, you know, that I would never be able to write a book within a million years, like have that ability. However, that idea and that desire stayed with me. And I later realized that I had so much stories within me that was waiting to be set free. And in 2012, you know, I picked up the pen, so to speak, and I wrote my first book, which, by the way, is Juniper and Rose, Sisters First and Best Friends Forever.
So although you wrote it in 2012.
Well, I wrote it, but I never published it. I didn't do anything with it because I let fear keep me from doing it, you know, and low self-esteem. So I had it, I had it edited, I copy, you know, write it and everything, but I just let it sit there. And every year I would say, this is the year, but I didn't do it. And this year, 2016, after I read Steve Harvey's book, I said, I'm doing it. And I actually launched that plan, and by April, I signed a contract and I had my book going.
Wow, perfect, perfect. Where did you get the material for the book?
If I can be honest, I would say, you know, that the material for the book came from a year of observing children, both as a mom and as a childcare. You know, I felt like I had the opportunity to see issues firsthand as it relates to kids and the way they develop from one stage to another. My story, though, the conflict and the resolution, was taken from a real-life situation between two twin girls, you know, two girls that I was caring for at the time. And, you know, in terms of the content, you know, it was really my creativity that I put a little extra spin on it to make it, you know, likable for children. So, you know, I spoke about the things they love doing, you know, the park, the bike. So it's a little of everything combined.
Mm, okay, sounds really good. So tell my listeners a little bit about the story.
Okay, so as we all know, it's very easy to see things different, you know, between ourselves and the outside world, but sometimes it's harder to make sense and appreciate those differences. We as an adult, we know that. But when you think about children, you know, you think about how can we explain life changes and the value of diversity to our growing children. So Sister First and Best Friend Forever is a story for any child needed guidance while navigating change. You know, twin sisters, Juniper and Rose, in my book, are best friends until their differences in their interests began to pull them apart. With the help of their mom and their dad, they learned that through acceptance, compromise, and teamwork, that their differences can be fun. In addition to that, it's a hilarious book that it could just be enjoyed, you know, just for a simple read. And of course, you know, this book was written by me. So it's also a tool that I wanted to give parents that can help them, with their children to transition them. And that's really where, you know, the drive and what I want my readers to get from this book as it targets real issues that kids and adults go through.
Right. Okay. So this is something that the children and the parents will get
yes,
a lot out of.
That is my plan. It's something that the parents can use as a tool to help with an issue, as well as the kids, you know, and it could also be just a fun read.
And, you know, as you know, I actually purchased a copy, so I'm looking forward to reading it.
And I'm looking forward to hear your review on it.
Most definitely. Has the book been well received so far?
It has been. When I think about the fact that I just published this book on October 12th, I'm sorry, on October 6th, but it wasn't until October 15th that I make it known to everyone at my book launch. And I would like to say, to me, it's been well. Everything is going great as I sold 49 books on Amazon. And my personal sales through my book event, I've sold 62 books. I have received 25 stars on Amazon thus far. On my website, I've received about 7. And I've each time I talk to people or parents, you know, they tell me how great it is. So I would like to say that it's going good so far.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like it. Might be a national bestseller. I love it.
I'm aiming for that.
Yes. Okay. Excellent. Now, how much does the book cost?
Okay, so the book is available in paperback at $12.99, and it's also available as an ebook for $4.99.
Oh, wow. So it's an ebook and a regular paperback.
Yes.
Perfect. It's very affordable. Amazing. Very affordable.
It is affordable. I thought to make sure it wasn't an ebook so people internationally could access it. So, so it was important to me that it's an ebook as well. And, you know, I'm a first-time order coming out, so I didn't want to make it too expensive. Do I think it's worth more? Yes. But I'm happy to sell it at $12.99.
Wow. Okay, excellent. How can my listeners get a copy of that book?
Well, it's available on Amazon, and I also have a website where they could purchase it at the Dara Publishing website. And you could also access it to purchase it on my Facebook page as well.
Okay. And now you gave me the website. Now, what about social media, Facebook? Give us that information.
Okay, so you could find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Dara Publishing, which is the name of my company. And I also have a YouTube channel, but I haven't really started using it, but it is there. I have a few videos that's up already.
Yes, okay. All right, so you haven't started using your YouTube. When are you going to start using that?
Well, you know, I was trying to really build a followers with my Facebook group, and then I moved on to my Instagram, and I'm as well trying to build Twitter. I just felt like I couldn't try to do everything at the same time, so I am building my videos on YouTube, and I really want to start to promote my YouTube probably by the end of the month.
Okay, sounds good. By the end of the month. We're in November 2016, so you're talking about by the end of November 2016, right?
Yes, by the end of the month.
Perfect. Okay, good. Now, will there be more Juniper and Rose books to follow?
Oh, definitely. There will be lots more. I've written 5 books. But with this one book, thank you. With this one book that's out, like I said before, it's available paperback and ebook. But I'm now translating this book into Spanish. And coming to end of, I would like to say, for the holidays. I'm going to start to promote it by the end of the month. But it will be available very early in December. It's going to be sold as a paperback and an ebook as well. And I'm also finishing up my coloring and activity book. So I'm really excited that by now and the end of the year, I'm going to have 3 more books, which is within the same title, but it's 5 different ways in which you can buy the book. And in January, I'm going to be launching my 2nd title, and that book is already being created. The illustrations look so beautiful, and I'm really, really excited.
Sounds exciting to me as well. Wow, you're doing a lot of things. What's next on your bucket list, Rhea?
Okay, very interesting question. Well, as it relates to being a mom, a childcare provider, and an author, you know, I really plan on using all 3 platforms to build my Dara Publishing company. So in addition to writing, I would also be launching a children clothing line in January 2017.
Nice.
It's going to be more like blouse and shirt, t-shirt for girls. But I'm really focusing on branding my characters, branding my company. So it's going to be based on my characters, the team, what my company stands for. And I also plan on starting a monthly parent and child workshop in my community. It's something that I really want to do. Just focusing right now on the paperwork in terms of planning it out. I already found the space. So I want to look to get some sponsors who could help me at least pay for the space. And then, you know, I could really see it coming, you know, to pass where I will be having that once a month. But my plan is to do it every Saturday, you know, in the month.
Yes.
But it's going to be a transition.
Sounds amazing. Like you have a lot of wonderful things on your bucket list coming up here.
Yes. You know,
that's
amazing. I think it's important to set goals for yourself and to have a vision. And it's important to try to work towards it. So everything that I'm doing right now, it's really related to children. As I feel it's an environment that I love. It's something that I love to do. And it, you know, it's going to be tied in with my writing, my characters. So I'm really excited to see what, you know, 2017 have in store for me.
Well, so am I, and we'll stay in touch so you can let me know, just in case we can update my listeners in the future as well.
Great. You could call me anytime, and I will stay in touch. And again, I would love to come on your radio show again. Thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Rhea Rodney, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I really want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you.
And, yes, and to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weeksoffitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.